Camden Town,
Holborn,
Regent's Park,
West Hampstead,
Gospel Oak, Swiss Cottage,
Kentish Town,
Bloomsbury, Highgate,
St Pancras,
Covent Garden, King's Cross,
Timmins Town,
Fortune Green, Camden Community Radio.
San Francisco has been synonymous with full-on gay male sexuality for over 40 years now. I Want Your Love, the new film by celebrated director Travis Matthews, which had its world premiere at Fringe, is a thrilling homage to both the city and the legacy of the gay men who seized the city from the hippies in the early 1970s and pushed the boundaries of the sexual revolution to its limits. I Want Your Love is a tender but uncompromising film about the importance of sex, love, and intimacy among a group of gay friends saying goodbye to Jesse, who's moving back home to live with his estranged dad because he can no longer afford to live and work in San Francisco as an artist.
I'm Jason Manseray.
I'm Denise O'Connor.
From Camden Community Radio, and we're very lucky to be here with
Travis Matthews.
Looking an absolute born natural. We have just seen
I Want Your Love,
and we both thoroughly enjoyed it. Do you want to take the first question, Denise?
How did this film come about?
You know, I had started a documentary series in San Francisco called In Their Room, where I documented gay men alone in their bedrooms, doing everything from the most everyday banal to the more erotic. And I also interviewed them about sex and intimacy and vulnerabilities and everything that sort of orbits that area. And as I was doing that project, I just felt like there were all of these small stories and also representations of modern gay life, particularly in San Francisco, that weren't being recorded or that weren't being explored in a narrative sense. And so it was doing that project, during the In the Room project in 2009, was during that I started writing the first draft for the feature that became I Want Your Love.
Do you feel that you've brought a new angle to gay cinema or queer film?
I hope so. I mean, I don't want to be too, like, ambitious with what I accomplished, but, I mean, in terms of, like, claiming anything one way or the other, but it was definitely, you know, I mean, I didn't start this with, like, the intention of, like, creating some sort of, like, new gay cinema thing, but it was just important for me to tell stories that were representations of the gay community in which I either felt like I was a part of or was witness to. And that's where this story came about. And it was really out of a frustration of not seeing these stories be told that I wanted to do this.
Denise, I wanted to launch from what you were saying before. You spent a lot of time in San Francisco when you were younger. How does the film relate to your experiences there?
I love the film. I loved its portrayal of the city. I thought the cinematography was really, really beautiful, and the music was beautiful, and I had such a wistful feeling. One of the things that was very interesting about the film was Jesse, the main character, had to leave the film because he couldn't afford to live there anymore. That was very interesting and important. I think that it's that lesbian and gay people are being priced out of the city.
Is that something you really wanted to show consciously? Was that intentional?
Of course. I wanted something that felt like it was contemporary with things that are happening. I feel like in so many cities, like, people are unable to afford to live there anymore, and cities that have thrived and have reputations of being this enclave for artistic people no longer can, like, hold the artistic people who still, like, desire to be there, and they're going elsewhere. And some of them are going back home to live with their parents because they can't afford to live there, and some of them are finding other places to go. It's just becoming increasingly difficult in cities, I think, around the world where there have been, like, traditional artistic enclaves for people to survive, where it's just, like, you can't live in a large sort of creative metropolis anymore and just hang out.
Yeah.
You have to be very focused and driven and have some sort of, like, money source that's happening in most situations.
That's a very good point. And Jesse, in the film, believes somehow that he has wasted the opportunity, his creativity, his performance art.
It's not that he's wasted his creativity on sex. It's sex is a piece of a larger fabric of him not taking responsibility for his life and using sex, among other things, as a tool to just distract himself from the things that...
Can I ask you, though? I mean, previously we had the Q&A and you're answering questions, and then that came up before. Have you suffered from that? Have you used sex as a distraction before?
I feel like everybody has at a certain point. I mean, this isn't my story. This isn't like...
You're projecting.
I mean, this is fiction. These aren't, like, all my stories that I've thrown together. But, of course, I've had moments where I've used sex to distract from something, or I've used sex to not necessarily find intimacy, but to find something else. And that's also part of what excites me about telling these stories, is in understanding through my own experience that sex can be a way to communicate, like, a million different things, from the spectrum of love to even hate, you know? And I think there are a lot of stories that remain to be told along that spectrum.
I mean, the thing that's really wonderful about the film is, for example, Jesse's mentor has managed to have a successful artistic life. In fact, he even commented that his dad would be amazed at the older people coming and paying a lot of money for his performance art.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really important. There are other people who have managed to integrate sex successfully into their creative.
Sure.
And yeah,
of course.
That was wonderful.
And clearly you kind of been one of them in a sense.
I guess
yeah.
so.
You know, the sponsorship from a porn company.
The degree of sex.
Yeah, the degree of sex. Because it wasn't...
A generous amount of sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you talk a little bit about the music? The music was wonderful and it seemed integral to the film.
Sure. Music is very important to me in terms of just being inspiring and creating the space that people inhabit. It's important as I'm writing to think about, like, what's the music that's around these people, or is music that is inspiring them as they're sort of like traversing their story. And I knew that I wanted something. I mean, I contacted Johnny Jewell, who is the sort of brain and creative force behind The Chromatics and Glass Candy, and I contacted him very early in this whole process, and I knew that I wanted to use some of his music if possible. And I was very lucky early on that he was very supportive of the project and also owned both the licensing and the performance rights and was encouraging of me using what music I wanted from his catalog. And so I basically started from what I could borrow from his catalog of different artists and different songs, and built the world around that.
Oh, about distribution.
How can people get the film?
Well, this was the first preview screening of the film. So there's going to be some more preview screenings, and then we're actually going to have the world premiere in San Francisco at Frameline in June. And then after that, there'll be a series of other festivals that follow. And at a certain point this summer, there'll be a video on demand release, but just for a limited time. And then beyond that, I'm not really sure. We do have representation through the Film Collaborative, and they're a pretty awesome group of people who are helping us out in terms of sales and festival strategy.
So for someone who's listening to this and they want to find out a bit more, maybe get a chance to see it, what would be your advice?
Yeah, I mean, I think the best thing at this point, if you're interested in seeing the film or hearing more about it, is to go to the website and like stay in touch with like any developments that are happening, because we'll keep it up to date. And that's iwantyourlovethemovie.com.
And this isn't just a film for gay men, this is a film for everybody.
You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.